Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about a hypothetical trade war between China and the US, specifically why China might think it can win. Buckle up, because this is a roller coaster.
A trade war, huh? Sounds intense. So what's the gist? Why is China so confident?
Well, according to this article from The Economist, China's strategy seems to hinge on a few key beliefs. First, they think they have leverage. Things like fentanyl precursors, the war in Ukraine, even TikTok. Imagine, TikTok as a bargaining chip.
Wow, really? TikTok? That's unexpected. But is that enough to win a trade war?
They're also banking on the idea that the US can't handle the economic fallout of a full-blown trade war. Inflation, job losses, they believe that'll bring Trump, or whoever's president, to the negotiating table. They even mention possibly manipulating their currency, the yuan, to make things worse for the US. A risky move.
So they're playing a dangerous game. But what about the impact on China's own economy? Surely, they'll suffer too.
Absolutely. The article mentions comparisons to the 2008 financial crisis, stimulus packages, even potential interest rate cuts. They're bracing for impact, but think they can weather the storm better than the US.
Okay, so what happens if it really does escalate? What are China's options?
That's where it gets even more interesting. They're apparently considering some pretty drastic measures. Everything from cutting off cooperation on fentanyl to banning US agricultural imports. They even talk about going after American businesses operating in China and their intellectual property. Imagine, restricting American consulting firms and law firms.
Whoa, that's a pretty aggressive stance. But this whole thing about Neijia 2 outperforming Snow White and using that to justify restricting American films, doesn't that seem a little petty? Like, mixing cultural products into economic warfare?
I see your point. It does seem like an odd detail to include, almost like a jab. Perhaps it reflects a growing sentiment of cultural rivalry alongside the economic one.
Maybe. So ultimately, do they really think they can win?
It seems they believe they can outlast the US. Whether that's true remains to be seen. This hypothetical scenario paints a pretty grim picture of economic conflict.
Definitely a lot to think about. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. And thank you all for listening. Until next time.
Goodbye.